Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for your time. Coming to Bendigo Alumbra Theatre Tuesday the 19th of October. Must be wonderful to be able to put dates in the calendar.
I know. It's almost a little bit surreal after the year we've had. I'm so thrilled and filled with joy at the prospect.
What's happened over the last 12 months for Kate Miller Hickey? Has it been a working on new songs? What's it been like? Because the arts, and I've talked this to a number of artists, the arts were the first ones to stop and the last ones to come back.
Yeah. Look, it's been incredibly tough, I think, across the board. I'm lucky enough to have had some kind of large-scale writing projects to work on, things that I could do at home. Mm-hmm. I was in Melbourne all year last year. And, yeah, I mean, I was lucky. I could sort of just burrow away in my home studio and keep feeling like I was productive, keep feeling like I had some kind of value to offer the world. But, you know, I did have my darker moments, and I've really missed playing live so much. That was, it's always been at the center of what I do, and I didn't realize how much I needed that. That connection with other human beings, you know, not just playing for them, but sitting in an audience as well. It's something that I've missed so deeply.
Well, you've already penciled in the dates. Now, I probably should say penciled or penned in, because I know when a pencil, you can always rub them out. But, I mean, here at in Bendigo, obviously at the Alumbra Theatre on the 19th of October, are they penciled in?
No, they're penned in. Like concreted in. Yeah.
Obviously, you know, things change. We totally understand it. But, you know, sometimes plans do change. And let's hope that they don't rather than they do. Let's hope that all goes ahead on the 9th.
I'm optimistic that by then, you know, hopefully we'll be in a bit more of a stable position. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, indeed. So, it is the 19th of October. Now, tell us about the Child in Reverse tour.
Well, it's a tour in honour of my most recent record, which came out about 6 months ago, and which obviously I've never had a chance to tour. So there's a whole bunch of songs on there that I'm looking forward to playing live for the very first time. And obviously we'll be playing a whole bunch of back catalogue stuff and the songs that people expect to hear and requests, maybe a cover or two, maybe a song from Muriel's Wedding, the musical I wrote with my collaborator. I'm open to requests. Hit me up on social media. I'm going to be touring with a 6-piece band, and it's going to be very special for me.
Sure. Kate Miller Hickey is my guest this afternoon on the home stretch. Now, Kate, my son and I, and my wife as well, we're huge fans of The Masked Singer. Now, when I mentioned to him that I was going to be chatting with you, without hesitation, he got on YouTube. He said, "Yep, I remember from The Masked Singer." So he wanted to know. He's 11, by the way. He wanted to know what it was like singing in that costume.
It was really hard because the costume was so heavy.
Yep.
I'd never worn anything so uncomfortable in my life. The headpiece was like 10 kilograms.
Wow.
But then the skirt was, nearly impossible to move in. And I think the skirt was something like 18 or 19 kilograms. Wow. So, and I couldn't see anything out of the helmet either. You can't see, so you're just sort of like blindly staggering around stage and hoping for the best. It was not comfortable.
Certainly beats
a
gym.
It looked amazing, though.
It was a beautiful costume. It certainly beats a gym workout by the sounds of it.
Yeah, look, I'm lucky I didn't get injured, I think.
Tickets are on sale now through, and we'll have all the details on our website. Now, what does Kate Miller Hickey do between, say, now and the first show? I mean, is it quiet time for you? Is it rehearsal time in your studios? And, you know, what do you do now between now and the shows?
Look, it's quite busy.
Yep.
But we're going to be rehearsing, obviously, and some of these some of these arrangements are going to be kind of reinvented and played with. Mm-hmm. I'm playing with a bunch of incredible musicians, and I just love being in a room with them and mucking around.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing a fair bit of that. Also, I'm working on some other projects. My collaborator and I are writing some music for a TV soundtrack, which okay. I've never done before. It's been really fun. Yeah, I've just finished filming as part of a new comedy miniseries on the ABC, a show called Preppers.
Okay.
So I was doing some acting in that, which was really cool.
Okay.
So yeah, it's weirdly busy.
Yeah, busy. All right, Kate, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the home stretch. And tickets 19th of October at Alumbra Theatre. And all the best with the tour. And can't wait to see you here in Bendigo.
I can't wait to come back to Bendigo. Thanks so much.